From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli and Iranian officials clashed Sunday over Syria and the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran. At a security conference in Munich, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced Iranian aggression.
Israel will continue to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent military presence in Syria. Israel will continue to act to prevent Iran from establishing another terror base from which to threaten Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu said he would not allow Iran to put a noose of terror around Israel's neck. Later, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif insisted regional hegemony by any country is impossible.
Some have found their interest best served by creating this impression that there is an interest in showing that there is a disaster happening in the region, that Iran is devouring the entire region, which is not the case.
Zarif appealed for regional dialogue and a regional non-aggression pact and denounced what he called Israel's mass reprisals against its neighbors and daily incursions into Lebanon and Syria. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa visited the home of the late opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai to pay his condolences to the family and appeal for unity.
Let us all be brothers and sisters and come together and mourn our former prime minister. And with that spirit, let us move forward as a people and united for the development of our country.
Tsvangirai was a fierce opponent of former President Robert Mugabe. He died at age 65 of cancer last week. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's political crisis has deepened with a second provincial governor defying a presidential order. President Ashraf Ghani's office has approved the appointment of new heads for five provinces, including Samangan in the north, as part of efforts to improve local Afghan government. Governance, that is, and Abdul Karim Kadam, who has been governing Samangan for a year, denounced his ouster. A passenger plane belonging to Iran's domestic carrier, Asiman Airlines, has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, and officials fear all 65 on board were killed. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for Isfahan province, a flight some 560 kilometers away. Bad weather making it nearly impossible for search crews to do their job. Rain coupled with the rocky terrain is also making roads nearly unpassable, as we hear from a local villager.
The roads here aren't passable. Vehicles are here and lots of people, too. When we heard about it around 11 a.m. or 12 noon, we searched all the village areas, but we didn't find anything.
They now have found the crash site. Some 70 local mountain climbers also brought in to help the crews navigate the rugged hills. In Syria, at least four people were reported dead in a car bomb blast in the northeastern Qamishli, a Kurdish-majority city. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying three others were wounded. Russian news reports say a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people, wounding five others, Islamic State claiming responsibility. Mexico's main political parties have nominated their presidential candidates ahead of the July 1st election, expected to have a big impact on cross-border relations with the United States, according to Rice University Latin America scholar Mark Jones.
Mexico is one of our largest trading partners, as well as shares a long border with the United States. So what happens in Mexico is very important for both Mexicans, but also for Americans.
Leftist Andres Manuel López Obrador of the Morena Party is seen as the front runner, with Ricardo Anaya of the right-of-center National Action Party and the ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party's former finance minister, José Antonio Meade, seen splitting the anti-López Obrador vote. And at the Winter Olympics, it's turned out that Canada's skiers have won. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore. Get more news at voanews.com. We're also available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.